Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's April 5th, 2021, and this is episode 46 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled onto the podcast, I guess I should let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Well, it's Monday again. We've made it into April, and I hope you had a great weekend. When you launch an effort like Context and Clarity, in all its different forms, you never really know what's going to happen and where it's going to go. It still amazes me the way that the themes that we've covered over the past several weeks have flowed together and have built on each other. I know I've shared this before, but we build the weekly theme off of our special guest for the week. Another reality of starting a show like this and finding guests for the simulcast episodes on Thursday is that you start with a wish list and who you know, and you just start reaching out. You start reaching out to people and I guess letting the cards fall where they may. You don't necessarily know how the schedule is going to work out, so it's pretty amazing to see how these themes come together week after week. This week's theme, I don't think will be any different. But before we get into this week, did you have a chance to listen to last week? From our Clubhouse coffee talks that I host every weekday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on the Clubhouse app, to the Context and Clarity live streams, we covered some pretty heavy and potentially some pretty personal topics. And quite a few people rose to the occasion and shared examples of things they're afraid of, how those things are holding them back or maybe even pushing them forward, and how they find the courage to take that all-important next step. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 41, we kicked off our theme by asking about fear. What are you afraid of? And what's that fear costing you right now? Tuesday, in episode 42, we talked about the imposter syndrome. I'll be honest, I had some misperceptions going into that conversation, and it was interesting to learn that high achievers, and maybe especially women, are more likely to experience those feelings of doubt. On Wednesday, episode 43, we asked, what's good enough? As a professional, it can be frustrating, even dangerous, to say, quote unquote, good enough. We can't accept subpar, but we have to be able to ship it, as Seth Godin says. But where do we draw the line before we become a perfectionist? Then on Thursday, in a surprise twist on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I welcomed writer Roxane Gay to talk about being creative, putting yourself out there, and hiring an architect to design a home for two professional creatives. One writer, one designer, both podcasters. Finally, on Friday's episode 45, we continued our mini-series on digital and social media platforms for architects, and we talked about emails, specifically email marketing. Where do you stand? Do you use emails for your marketing? Do you have an email newsletter? Love them or hate them, most experts still agree that email marketing is one of the most effective digital marketing tools. I hope you enjoyed that week of topics as much as I did. It wasn't an easy week. Facing your fears never is, but I think it was an important group of topics. If you missed any of these or you want to dig deeper into any of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I understand it if you're not a fan of Facebook. I do very little there. Obviously, I host Context and Clarity, and I also love digging into some of the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. But that's about it. If you're not a fan of Facebook, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about, even if you're not a fan of Facebook, think about joining the group and adding to those live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format, and we'll get right back into a new theme for the week. I'm calling this week's theme Critical Connectedness. I said earlier that these themes come from the topics that we'll cover with our special Thursday guest. And this week, Catherine and I will talk to Nikita Reed. Nikita's passionate about architecture, historic preservation, and exploring how they're connected to sustainability, to race, and to gender. So I think exploring the theme of connectedness this week will set that conversation up really well. With that, today's question is, what's bigger than our work? It's easy for us to get caught up into the day-to-day of our work, to be laser-focused on our projects and our clients, maybe even our business. But what's bigger than our work? Hopefully something's bigger than our work. There must be something that's bigger. Work-life balance is such a popular topic that I think most of us agree that there is something bigger. In a Context and Clarity conversation a few weeks ago, someone brought up a very real risk for small and especially solo firms. What happens when one of us gets sick? Or worse, maybe incapacitated? That's really easy to imagine in the midst of a global pandemic. So I'd like to explore how we should prepare for an extended shutdown. Are you prepared? Who will do your work? How will you get paid? Who will serve your clients? How are we all connected? My work is my work, and your work is your work. But as a connected community of small firm and solo architects, how can we support each other? Sometimes I hear some us versus them, small firm versus large firm scenarios playing out. So is there an important connection that needs to be fostered between small firm architects? I know some clients shy away from small firms because they worry about their project in the hands of an architect that may not be around tomorrow. So here's something to consider. Does the future of small firms depend on us connecting with something bigger than our work? Is there a way to create a safety net to help our colleagues in a time of extreme need? For the good of our colleagues? For the good of all small firms? I don't know if that means a fund of some sort or if it's something like a community barn raising for the neighbor who had a fire, but life and sometimes some of our businesses are pretty fragile. Do we need a union? Let's think beyond our day-to-day, even beyond our own firms, to our community, and discuss ways to secure each other's future. This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.